51-49. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the majority Democrats will have in the next Congress after Senator Raphael Warnock was reelected in Georgia, getting more than 51% in a runoff, beating Republican Herschel Walker. Fox's Aisha Hosni's in Atlanta.
He took that stage looking very disappointed and downcast as he made his concession speech.
We've had a tough journey, have we not?
Yes. Senator Warnock taking the stage to accept victory just a short time after that.
You believe, as I do, that democracy is the political enactment of a spiritual idea.
There's a case at the Supreme Court that could affect future elections.
The U.S. Supreme Court is stepping into a North Carolina redistricting dispute, pitting the Republican-led legislature against the Democratic-majority state Supreme Court. North Carolina's Supreme Court blocked a Republican congressional district map that favored the GOP. The state court said the map violates the state constitution. The Supreme Court must now figure out if legislatures have sole discretion in setting election rules.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The Trump Organization and the former president say they'll appeal a verdict in New York finding the company guilty of 17 charges, including tax fraud.
This was a case about lying and cheating. False documents.
That's Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. The Trump Organization blames ex-CFO Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty to fraud. More drama at Twitter from new CEO Elon Musk firing one of the company's top lawyers.
A key player in the Hunter Biden laptop censorship scandal, tweeting, in light of concerns about James Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter. A user replying to that tweet asking, was he asked to explain himself first? To which Musk responded, quote, yes. And his explanation was unconvincing.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Time magazine has just announced Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, Person of the Year. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
It's now been 81 years since the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that led us into World War II.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was President Roosevelt. More than 2,000 service members and civilians were killed. A handful of survivors, about 100 years old now, will be there for a ceremony today in Hawaii. From one attack that led to war to another. A New York City church destroyed on 9/11 has been rebuilt.
More than two decades after the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church was destroyed by the falling South Tower of the World Trade Center during the terror attack of September 11, 2001, its rebuilt replacement opened to the public. Michael Soros is the chairman of the group, the Friends of St. Nicholas, which raised money for the rebuilding.
The National Shrine completes the Trinity at Ground Zero. You have the museum. You have the reflecting poles, but now faith has been restored to Ground Zero.
Years of delays held up construction for the church, which overlooks the Memorial Plaza and features icons of heroes of 9/11, as well as Christ and the saints. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's news out of Indonesia. A bomb maker involved in the 2002 attack on Bali nightclubs has been set free from prison. Umar Patek had previously apologized for his role in the bombings that killed 202 people. In Germany, police raids across the country.
3,000 officers were involved in the operation against suspected far-right extremists, some of the suspects former members of the military. Reports out of Germany say they intended to storm parliament and seize power. The targets of the German police operation were the so-called Reich Citizens Movement, which doesn't recognize the modern German state. 25 people have been arrested. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a sell-off brewing. Dow futures down more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.